In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers. Atop the tallest of towers, we'll stay.
Never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The elevator doors open, and you find yourselves in the start of a tunnel leading to what you hope is an entrance into the RCF headquarters. Before you can leave the elevator, a panel slides open and a light pops up inside of it. And you hear Scuzz say,
"Wait, hold on, dudes, before you go, I know I wasn't wildly helpful before, apologies again, but I think this will really help you. When you get to Carver, give him this."
And you see inside the panel, sealed in a triangular Tupperware, a perfectly cooked, ready to go slice of Supreme Pizza. Everything on it, all the works.
So just so I'm clear on sort of the like mechanics of what just happened, this elevator has sort of stored ready-to-go pizza in the panel at all times?
No, it's a dumb waiter, man.
Doesn't seem that dumb to me, man.
Well, it's just called that. It's not dumb.
Are those ingredients still like consumable?
Oh, yeah, this is fresh pizza, man. It's ready to go.
So there's a dumb waiter in the elevator.
Next to it.
The construction of that's really weird. Also, you drugged and kidnapped us. I'm mad at you.
Yeah, I know. I said apologies.
Fair.
Now, yeah, do you mean a lift? Is that what you mean, fellas?
Oh, here he goes again. Lift. Dude goes to London for one weekend, comes back, holds up its buggies and lifts.
The doors start to close.
Oh, again. Shoot, let's go.
Shoft when you
yeah,
say
yeah, 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 yeah.
And as you walk out of the elevator and the doors start to close behind you, you hear Scuzz say, "Oh, also, I made some calls. I hope that helps." And then the door closes.
Well, that's ominous.
Yeah.
Call more of his kidnapping friends. Can I do a quick butchers around this tunnel?
Yeah, Griffin needs a butchers.
Just
yeah,
to make sure. I got the
I would never
eyes.
Deny you a butchers.
It's dark. Wait, is it dark?
It's a little dark. Yeah, it's a tunnel.
Is it a little dark?
It's a little
Griffin,
dark.
Let me please have a butcher.
Why don't
yeah,
you both
can
have
take
a
this,
butchers?
But you take this, but no, it's a dark.
Because I have super,
round.
Like, extreme, you know what I mean?
I'll, like, roll my butchers just to see, like, how it looks. No, let's do Justin's butchers.
I'm activating my Nocturno sense.
It takes a minute. He has these heater cells in his eye stalks. There we go.
Okay, yeah, with two successes, there's not really a lot of note to the tunnel. It's not very long, but you can hear near the end of the tunnel, you see light coming in through a grate above you with a ladder leading up to it. And you can hear the sounds of like low levels of like keyboard clicking, some people kind of murmuring to each other, and some like quiet kind of muzak playing.
Okay.
Tell me more about the grate up above. Does it look like it would support weight?
What do you mean? Like hanging from it or walking on it?
Walking on it.
Yeah, it's like a floor grate, you know? It's like
a... Hey, listen, if it's a floor grate and you can't walk on it, we've got a big problem.
Yeah,
that title
that would be
misleading.
A structural issue.
Yeah, we got a huge
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, it's definitely like part of the floor above you.
It's also above us there, Lionel Richie, if you're planning on doing some dancing right
walking
on that
on
ceiling.
Walking on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to think of using my covert abilities. Perhaps
I got
there
you.
Would be some advantage to me being up in that grate, covering right. you all.
I get it. Listen. Once we get up there, there's going to be bogeys all around. Did you guys study the handbook I gave you about hand signals? I don't want to be pushy or bossy, but I really feel like it would be super helpful if we were able to communicate non-verbally.
I say, yeah, I'd say I got it pretty good. I stick both of my thumbs to the side.
All right. See, he's got it.
I'll be honest. I really couldn't get through the first chapter. I mean, the language
was
nine pages.
It's a
I know that okay. First page was so loaded up with it was. I tried. I really did. I just had a lot of trouble
Roger,
following
man,
the narrative.
You're doing such a great job of masking your accent. You're blending in so incredibly well.
Well, I am a master of voices, you know.
Okay, let's peek our head up so we can
see. Yeah, with that Butcher's Two, with two successes, you're able to kind of peek through the grate, lift it up just a little bit. And what you see is the RC.
That was so cool, Trav, because I was looking at it and I felt like I was playing like a real
like
game.
A video game.
Thanks, bud.
The map changed and we saw something it's else like they do in video games.
It's fun.
Yeah, man.
I guess this can be fun.
You're see, right. Oh, yeah, games can be fun.
This is pod racing.
This is pod racing. you're able to get a peek out. You see the RCFE lobby of their HQ. You can see up in the northwest corner another grate in the ceiling this time. Hmm. Or more in the wall. Very reachable. That's not the problem. The problem is, between you and there are six Cybot security guards. There are two security guards at the entry desk and two flanking those, and two at the doorway to the south.
Oh, boy.
Now, that's not all you observe, though, because you can hear a scuffle going on outside of the two front doors. And in walks Dr. Travis Barker and Stan Peoples, which are the alter egos of Loveless and Newton. And they're shoving each other, making a real show of it as they approach the desk.
Hey, why are your friends fighting out there? Do they have like some sort of secret beef that was not widely publicized?
I mean, not that I know of, dude. It's been a while. And Loveless says, yes, hello. I, Dr. Travis Barker, would like to have this man arrested. He's a real ne'er-do-well who's been causing all kinds of trouble in my neighborhood. And Newton says, what? That is not true? I want to have this man arrested because he has been swimming in my pool without permission. And they're right, shoving
guys,
each other.
I think that they're running a grift. And I think that they are doing extremely bad. I think we got to work fast. Whatever we're doing, guys, I do not think their subterfuge is going well, man.
Have they attracted?
See, here I was really admiring it. I thought it was very convincing.
You see how they're scooching in on them, man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
They are most certainly drawing the attention of the guards.
Okay.
Who are moving forward. And the guards at the desk, you can hear them saying, yeah, this is like the headquarters of the whole RCF. Like, you want to go to the RCFE?
I hold two fingers up to my forehead and look at Roger. I say, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
This is the symbol for Roger. Do
two
you,
fingers on the head. Two fingers on the head.
Do you, I point at him, want to sneak, and I do a little sneaky motion, up there and see if you can get a tactical, and make like a cool gun pose, position on the scenario.
Hey, oh, not to interrupt, man, but like using the hand motions in conjunction with speech, like what is the utility, man?
Well, it's teaching on the go, isn't it? If I was doing yes. it with you, I wouldn't. Can we have this conversation non-verbally because it might be uncomfortable?
Okay,
yeah.
Just start wiggling okay. hands around.
Yeah.
Pointing at Roger uh-huh. like a lot and shaking my head like no.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, listen, that language isn't necessary, man. We're in a cloak and dagger sort of environment, yeah. but I will respect the boundaries
You're
a
right.
little bit
You're
better.
You're right, I got heated.
Is our ultimate goal to get past that opening at the northern end of the diagram?
Well, there's Correct. Another grate, it looks like, yeah. There's another great. Our goal is to go up and rescue
Our
Carver.
Ultimate goal is to win souls for Jesus Christ.
Yes. To do
oh.
that,
That's
we need to save
our ultimate
Carver.
Goal.
Yes.
Yeah. Our current, like,
You
sub-goal.
Guys are going to need to start yo-yoing real hard, ripping some phone books in half.
We are Chick Tracks with shells. Okay. So if Roger were to sneak, is there cover for him to sneak, or should he try to continue in this lower level to see how far he can get?
So you are as far as you can go in the lower level. It is opened here. But you know that Dr. Kildeth had talked about tunnels moving through the building, but not knowing, like, it used to move all the way through. You could have moved, you know, straight through. But since they have done a bunch of renovations, it seems like, from what you can tell, coming to an end grate here and a grate there, that they may have repurposed this stuff for, like, HVAC ductwork. Okay. So now there is not a constant path, but these grates are exactly the same in their make and design.
Yeah.
So it would be safe to guess that that is your way to the next level unnoticed.
We have sneaky shortcuts, but we're going to run into some resistance here and there, it seems like.
Okay. I will continue to sneak to try to find the right path. Is there anything that he can see that he could plug the Halicar hack into that might give me an advantage in, you know?
Not from here, but I will also say that these columns all the way around the perimeter
That's
of the room.
Okay.
Yeah, and lots of shadows there. So if you wanted to move along the perimeter there, you would have like an extra, let's say 2d8 to your 2d8 roll in sneaking.
Okay, I have an idea then.
Do you fellows have your earbuds in, our communication devices?
I mean, yeah, man, you can see
talk
that.
Back and forth. Okay. I am going to... Boy, this is going to be tough because I usually do it in the dark. But I think I'm going to try to do the night foxtrot.
So you're going
to... That means... So you guys are going to have to give me a techno beat just in the earbuds.
Okay.
So I can do my fluid, acrobatic, tumbling dance like the French dude in Ocean's 12.
Yes, a common reference point.
Yes, to sneak north.
Well, I'm not getting any cell signal in here. I guess just like
oots, 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 oots.
That's good. Now, what are you going to do? That's good.
Why? Sorry, wait. I did just want to make it clear. I didn't get to repeat the pattern, but I did get a handle of the ball. I do want the record to show that I did get a gotta get up in there.
Yeah.
In there. I didn't get more than one, but I did get one in.
I think you have total opportunity to add to that because
I don't think I will.
Oh, yeah. I think you should.
But I did. Gotta get up. I mean, that's all I was gonna add is gotta get up, gotta get up. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah, I need to hear it though. I mean,
you can sample them. Go. Just sample them. Just sample it. Don't make me do it over and over again. Just sample.
Just do it once. Just do it once.
Okay. Oots, gotta get up.
Oots. Okay, that should be enough. Please go.
Okay. All right. All right.
Did you sample it, Dad?
Did you record me doing it?
So you can do it. Whatever.
I sure do.
Gotta get up. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. See, there it was. I played it back.
Gotta get up. Okay. That's. I got you, Dad. Thanks.
All right, since you're using a Mondo move, Father, give
gotta
me...
Gotta get up. Dad, stop pressing the sample button.
Give me a 5d8 roll, D-Man. Dad.
Wow.
Clint.
Okay. 5d8. Wow. 5, 8, 7.
Yeah, so with a 5, 8, 7, you are able to, like a liquid shadow, flow, bend, twist, jump, dance, curve. It's amazing. You're able to make it back behind the south column here. You've got, or north column, you've got an eye on the situation. You can see everybody is now kind of focused on Lovelace and Newton as their kind of shoving is escalating. The guards are trying to explain to them, like, this isn't the place for this. We're going to need to ask you to leave.
Cool. I'm very pleased with that.
Can we make eye contact with Roger and try to use his position to... sneak, you know, regroup with him more effectively?
Yeah, now that Roger is in position, he is going to be able to give you guys advantage on that sneaking to tell you when people are fully focused.
Survivor style.
On cool. Lovelace and Newton.
Survivor challenge.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well,
hey, do you want to go next? I'm sort of the biggest boy left down here, so I don't want to blow it, like, right now.
Yeah, that's fair, man. I'll try to sneak over there.
How sticky are you? Can you, like, climb on walls and stuff?
That's such a rude question, man.
You're right.
How sticky am I? Go pound sand, man. Super messed up.
Oh, I'm pretty sticky some of the time. Like
I didn't even ask, because I would never,
right? You're right.
Okay.
I'm going to... Well, and you said we have an advantage or we have an extra D?
This would normally be 3D8 for your abs dice, but with Roger in position and the timing, it's going to give you 5D8.
Actually, Trav, I have extreme hiding using camouflage to hide in the environment, so I would normally have 5D8, but I have 7D8.
Go for it.
Do you even have a button for that? You don't even have a button for that.
I've never anticipated someone being that skilled.
Wow. I have a double eights.
That's a mega cowabunga. You're able to, without stopping and just with perfect blending into shadows, it's almost like as
I want to walk in front of them.
Okay.
That's what I want. Like, I want to walk in front of them.
Just flexing.
It's just through. Like, through in between.
Yeah, you just make a straight line, like moving a knight almost, or
I want to blow in his ear like Maid Marian in the Kevin Costner Robin Hood.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You do that. One of the Cybots, you tap on his shoulder as he moves, and he turns to the Cybot next to him and kind of pushes them and says, I told you not to mess with me, Doug. And you are able to make it there with aplomb.
I turn to the side and I'm like, Lyle, I just want to say I'm sorry about...
Whoa, where'd he go? Oh, my God. You're already over there. You're so sneaky.
I'm here, too. I whisper into his ear from across the room.
Lamar, how are you vis-a-vis stealth mode?
You see that he is only half listening to you as he is mostly paying attention to what is going on with Loveless and Newton, and he is lighting up. He's like engaging with that in a way that it's been a while. You haven't seen him in your time with him be that kind of locked in and focused in a very serious way.
Hey man, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, it's just, they're my guy, you know what I mean? Like, it's been a while since I've seen them, and, you know, like, I have so many notes I could give them on what they're doing wrong, and
Hey, man, is that how your guys' relationship has always sort of gone?
No, it's just, you know, like, as a leader, it's usually, like, the strategy is kind of my thing, and then... The like executing and being just absolute wild and fun and everything is like their thing, and I'm just like missing that dynamic so much right now. You know what I mean?
Do you? Well, I know we're in a rush here, but this feels like a great time for an intervention based on some of my own sort of learnings over the past year or so. Do you think they like that dynamic?
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean. Everybody likes a strong leader, right?
Not to the point where you don't listen and encourage them to follow their dreams and take on new skills and new challenges and grow as people. If you always tell them exactly what to do, then how are they supposed to get any better?
Oh, man.
Also, you're not really leaving yourself any room to have fun and go crazy. And that's like the best part of being an abnormal.
Huh.
Why don't you get out there, man?
Out there?
Yeah, I mean, once the three of us go up and rescue Carver and sort of go, you know, beast mode, it's going to get pretty wild, and your friends might have a little trouble fending off these 12 dudes. So it seems like the thing to do. I'm pretty sure the three of us can handle the ascent without you.
Okay. I'd love that, man.
Also, I'm really bad at sneaking, and so any extra distraction that I can get would be, like, so great for me.
Okay, good luck, man. I'll cover you.
Okay.
He steps out and just goes behind the column nearest the grate.
Can I try and simultaneously, like, while he goes south to meet up with his boys, like, try to go north to meet up with my boys?
Okay. Yeah, 100%. And you get an extra 2d8 to your abs rolls.
Okay. So that's going to be 48 total. Here we go. Ooh, 2 successes, 8 and a 6.
Oh, yeah. It's not the liquid shadow of Roger. It's not, like, invisible clear wind like Axel Isle. But you know, with a lot of stops and starts as the two of them are like, now, no, now, okay, wait. You're able to make it back there.
Guys, I did it! I snuck! I snuck all the way over here and I didn't get caught. That's never happened before.
Now, at this point, you see that the guards at the desk are getting very agitated as Lovelace and Newton are kind of no longer listening to them and just trying to draw as much attention as they can. And one of the guards says, I'm going to have to call up about this, and picks up the phone. And you see a boomerang slice through the phone cable.
Yes.
And stick into the desk. And now, to make it a little less talking to myself for once, I'm going to have you guys take over playing as the Greenback Guardians. So, Newton says, what does Newton say, Dad?
Newton says, I think we're interrupting this little scene to do our own, dude.
And as the three of you, I assume, make your way to the vent.
Yes. We can't be in the same space as other characters that we may or may not be controlling.
Because the universe would implode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lamar, as played by Justin.
That's me.
That is not how Lamar sounds. Like Newton Devitt.
I know, but I needed to put my own spin on him, Trav, yeah, okay. You know?
You get the jump on these guards. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, that's interesting, Trav. I'm gonna use Lamar's battle awareness. I feel like this is a really good opportunity where we've got the element of surprise, but I don't want to take like an aggressive action.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to prepare myself to defend from attacks should the opposition get frisky.
Okay, great. Roll 5d8 for me for battle awareness.
All right. Gonna look and see if you had for some reason put time to shine dice on these extra characters.
These guys are
free cherry.
Real
we're always
boys.
Shining.
Okay.
Yeah.
8 and a 5 are my successes.
Yeah,
there.
With 2 successes, the first thing that's gonna happen from the opponents, the 2 guards on either side of Lovelace and Newton are going to take a swing at them with their stun batons.
Okay, I pants them both.
Yes. Both?
Okay, cool.
They go to reach for their stun batons, and they both find that their pants are on the ground.
Amazing. So you have a Mondo move called Like the Wind that I think applies here.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair.
So that's 68 for that Mondo move. If he can get behind cover into shadow, he's able to move with lightning speed to a different location and potentially cause his opponent to lose track of him. I'm going to...
Or their pants.
Yeah, you got a cowabunga in there. 7, 5, 5 as your successes.
Nice.
So you are able to, like the wind, move pants guard number 1, pants guard number 2, before they even realize what's going on. Lovelace and Newton throw off their Barker and Stan disguises, and they are overjoyed to see you.
Dude!
Dude, what are you doing here, Lamar?
I'm just trying to keep you guys alive.
I thought we were
doing pretty good, dude.
I thought that you didn't do violent stuff anymore.
That wasn't violent. It was just regular bullying.
Normal.
I have a really great compass, guys.
Woo!
Yeah, those 2 guards. Embarrassed and needing a chance to pull their pants up. Well, is there something you wanted to do to these 2 confused guards?
Are they the ones that... Okay, those are the 2 who got pants. No, that's fine. You can go ahead and move them out of
the
way.
Yeah, they step off to the side to try to get their pants back up.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good pantsing, though, so this is going to take them a second.
It was an excellent pantsing.
Yeah.
How about for old time's sake, we take out every single one of these haters?
Hey, I say we do it, man. Come on.
And I just want to say to you fellas, thank you for being patient while we had our reunion here. It's been a long time since the 3 of us, well, 4, but you all have Carver under arrest. So the 3 of us have been able to really do team up stuff and, well, just thanks.
Well, I mean, listen, this is the first time anyone has seen any of the Greenback Guardians outside of, like, immediate friends and family.
Okay.
So there is definitely a moment of, like, not only is one of them here, but 3 of the 4 are here. They were definitely not expecting that today.
Okay.
So And one of them just pantsed two of them.
Yeah.
So there's definitely...
What an honor. What an honor that must be.
Can we do that camera swoop around us, you know, like in the Avengers movie? And
sure, Dad. This is theater of the mind. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. Hey, Dad.
Or should we say that for when Carver...
yourself to two camera swoops?
Yeah. You want to... Wait, hold on. This is important, Justin. Clockwise, then counterclockwise, or two in a row?
No, it's counter.
Yeah.
And then we save the second one for when we're reunited with Carver.
Great. We'll save that one.
So,
We can't use that music,
We can't. Camera swoops, you can't trademark.
Complete silence.
Yeah. Well, I tried to keep it under 10 seconds. I thought that was allowable.
What about some, maybe like... Dun 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 dun.
You can do jingle bells.
It's like, yeah, we just like really.
Hey everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show, Let's Learn Everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn.
Woo!
I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
All right, Loveless, Newton. You have a free round here, thanks to pantsing, bullying, did it again.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are you guys gonna do to these haters?
I would like to do two actions.
Okay.
First, there's a skill I have called "It's All Math to Me," where I'm able to utilize angles, trajectory, force, momentum, and other physics concepts to pull off stunts. So I would like to flip over the desk to sort of land in the middle of this big group of robots.
Amazing.
If I may do so.
Yeah, give me a 5d8 roll.
That's three successes, including a cowabunga.
Oh, yeah. Not only do you pull this stunt off beautifully, but it does stun the two that are standing together, the one that got tapped on the shoulder, and Doug, his tormentor.
Yeah. Wow, I just did a stunt so impressive that it impressed a robot.
Yeah, it's done. Well, the force of your landing.
All possibilities, and this was not one.
So now that I have the attention of the robots, I'm going to reach over and grab the one closest to the desk here on the left side. And I'm going to use snapping turtles, powerful jaws that can cut through ropes, wire, and other objects. The thicker the object, the less dice you roll. And I just want to sort of bite his neck clean off.
Clean off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, robots. They don't have souls. Turtle
I mean, they have wires and stuff. So
yeah, like 100%. It's a bundle of wires, so instead of 5d8, roll 4d8, but otherwise, go for it.
Okay. That's two successes.
Oh, yeah, man. You bite that robot's head off.
Yeah. I think that it activates you don't think of a turtle as being a particularly violent animal, but it does. I think you catch Loveless in a state of, primal glee, primal satisfaction, primal pleasure. I just want to look around at the other robots with this robot head kind of dangling out of my mouth.
The robot body without the guidance of the head moves around and is kind of like flailing around. Definitely not a threat currently. You have a head of a robot dangling from your jaws. The others are definitely wary of you.
Okay.
And Newton, you are up.
There's a guard right in front of him. Newton spins on him, turns on him with a very, I think, aggressive expression on his face. And he's going to use distracting catchphrases where I come up with a radical phrase or word when attacking can stun an opponent.
There may as well, Travis, have been nothing else on the character sheet.
I know. That was a little wrapped present that I gave to Dad.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So he charges at him and yells out, Testudines are super fine!
What's that even? Awesome. What's that mean?
Well, kids back in the 80s would have known.
Testudines.
They were, yeah.
Those are turtles.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a scientific name for turtles.
And which guard is this? Turtles. The one over the desk or the one to the east?
One right next to him, to the east.
Okay, great. Boop. The guy
Maybe
pulling
I
up his pants.
Testudines are super fine.
Every guard in the room is like, what's that mean?
What's that?
Testudine is a turtle, man.
Okay, give me an attack on him. Are you attacking with your boomerang?
Well, I think in the spirit of things, it would be like with my shell.
Okay, great. Yeah. Give me a 48 roll.
Okay. So, mixed success, 7 and a 1.
Well, so with that's one damage, and he does have one damage reduction with like body armor, but he is also currently in the process of rebuckling his pants. So that one hit is enough to stun him with your powerful catchphrase. So he is currently out of the fight.
Can one of the guards be like, oh, it's actually Testudines?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, that's probably
Testudines?
Yeah.
No, come on.
No, it is.
Right?
I actually majored in biology.
I've been saying testudines for like, months.
I mean, the good news is like not a lot of people major in biology, and so like people probably, I mean, their first reaction is probably confusion, but then like I don't think anyone's going to correct you besides
Testudines.
Me. Just for the future.
It doesn't work. It doesn't rhyme.
No.
All right. So two of the guards move up to Lamar to attack. Well, not that one, because he's still buckling his pants. So one of the guards moves up to attack Lamar. Gets 4 hits, but Lamar has a damage resistance of 4.
Okay.
So it does not hurt Lamar. Bounces off of his shield and his shell, leaving him untouched. And then one of the guards is going to attack Newton.
Oh my god.
Well, it's just 2 hits that can't be blocked. So there's 2, let's see. That's 2 damage. He got 2 8s, so the damage reduction does not apply, and Newton takes 2 damage. And then one of the robots steps up to attack Loveless. The others are still a little too wary or stunned or
flailing
around.
This is a brave little toaster here. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, so that would be 5 hits.
I have 2 damage resist.
2 damage resist, so you would take 3 damage.
Okay. This was just one robot that did this?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Which one is it, just so I know for my retribution?
The one that just stepped up from the west.
Okay, great.
And now we're going to jump to the next 4.
I don't even want to play as Navy. He's not as strong as the other. Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, I definitely want to play as Navy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You come up through the grate, and I'll give you a chance to peek around if you want, if anybody wants to roll to have a butcher's.
I would be
it's
glad
too bright for me to use my incredible senses, guys. Ah!
What is this butcher's thing?
Have a look around.
The fact that you
at some point, Griffin and me and Travis, probably for the boys, I don't know why.
Yeah.
It became a vocal stem for all 3 of us at the same time. Yeah. I don't know why we have to say butchers 8 times a day, but we all have to say butchers all the time, okay?
Okay, I'm going to butcher this.
Well,
no, it's not the context.
Why? It said butcher.
You're going to have a butcher's.
Let me guess, it's take a butcher's. It's boucher, right?
No, our word we said right.
Okay, Griffin has already rolled anyways. He got 3 successes, including cowabunga. So
my bug eyes are so bugged out that I can like poke it through the hole in the grate. And perfect.
You just,
to look around,
the
like
2 bug eyes poke up through the grate.
Uh-huh.
And you can see this is a very fancy RCF boardroom. And the only occupants are, 1, a cybot, but you can tell from your butchers, in like full hospitality mode, not security mode, and only 1 person sitting at the table, and it is, in fact, Golden Seal, your father.
No.
Are they in the middle of a conversation?
No, it seems like the cybot is there waiting on Golden Seal, like Golden Seal is waiting for something or someone.
Okay. I would like to. Can I use my. There is some precedence for this. Can I try to siren song and make the internet noise to try to hack into this robot? I would like to know why my dad is here, and I don't think I'm going to get a straight answer if me. His son pops out and starts interrogating him.
You absolutely
so can. I would like a little bit of context. So how are we on time to shine? Oh, okay, I see. I won't use one on this because I don't know how effective this is going to be, but here we go. Siren song, 3d8. 1 success.
So with 1 success, you are able to kind of tap in. You don't have control of the robot.
Okay.
But if you want to kind of make it answer a couple questions.
Sure.
Communicated via your siren song, I think you could get like 2 answers out of it.
So I can ask questions through
yes.
him? Okay.
To optimize the scheduling of RCF staff, would you please remind me who it is that you are waiting on?
Well, yes, of course. I'm here to meet with Walter Russell to finalize the deal of installing a base in the ocean, an RCFE base in New Zealand.
Mm. New Zealand.
That's the capital of the Seal Kingdom, New Zealand.
Right.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Follow up with one follow-up question, if I may. I know that I am just a humble robot and that I should not be interrogating guests of RCF, but I am very curious. Do you ever regret the way that you treated your son Navy Seal and how he was exiled from your team?
That's a very personal question, young robot.
Hey, robot, will you ask my dad, too?
It's me, Justin McElroy.
I'm his lowest.
But since it's just you and me and you're just a robot, I'll be honest with you. I'm tough on him. But it's only because I'm disappointed in him. Because he simply does not.
That's the only reason.
He doesn't share the same zeal for rampant, monarchy-led capitalism
that I feel. I had assumed that he would one day be my heir, but he's just not, you know, kind of like bloodthirsty or money hungry enough for me.
I'm gonna launch myself out of the grate and just storm into the room.
Okay.
I don't want your life, Dad.
Okay, I wasn't going to give it to you.
What are you doing here?
I guess I know that because I hacked into the robot to...
Is the robot alarmed by my presence?
In full hospitality mode, it's actually making its way over with a tray of drinks. Thank and you. Offers you an option of, like, do you want, you know, kind of sparkling water or bottled water or tap?
I'll take tap. Tap is fine with me.
There's no charge.
Okay. Is there fluoride?
In... Yes.
Okay, good.
Do you want there? I could defluoride it.
No, I love it. I love that.
Okay. Dad! Yes?
I don't know how to break this to you, but you're on the bad guy team right now.
What?
God, wouldn't it be nice if somebody came to you in your actual life and could make things mm-hmm. that clear?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't you love that? Like, hey, actually, you're on the bad guy team. You should switch.
The RCF is the bad guy team, and Walter Russell is like the king of the bad guys.
See, this is your problem. You think in morality terms.
I think in morality? What are you thinking?
Well, the RCF will establish an RCF VHQ in New Zealand. They'll take over kind of the day-to-day, you know, running and criminal stuff, running and taking care of criminals. And then we can get back to what is important.
Which is?
Selling off parts of the ocean to outside interests. To make money and gain power.
It's a foolproof plan, you gotta admit.
Oh, my friends are here. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
You remember them.
Remember us?
Yes, of course. The cow man? Are you the sticky one?
That's not... Hey, wow, man. Wow.
See, once that gets
How's
out.
The apple, huh? It looks pretty close to the flipping tree, man. Jeez.
Hey. Lyle?
These sales, man!
Lyle, for real? I'm sorry about earlier. I really am.
Hey, for real? I forgive you, man.
Thank just
you.
Remember, okay, you've got to be carefully taught.
I know.
Yeah, children man. You don't come by that earnest. You had that educated.
Where are you going, robot?
Can I offer you a sparkling water or bottled water or tap?
Everything can be fixed by sparkling water, robot, but I would like a still.
Okay, here is a bottle of water.
Guys, while we have a second, guys, why does sparkling water have to taste so bad? Normally, I like fizzy things, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that?
I think it's got, like, nickel in it or something.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Do you have Orbitz?
I do. The last bottle in existence.
It's a fine vintage.
Yes, a fine 1998 Orbitz.
Oh,
aged to a trickly syrup.
The sediment is the best part.
With the little balls still intact.
They've gained sentience at this point.
Oh, no.
They've started their own society.
Well, then I'll hold on to this. Puts it in his...
Darn it! That was a joke, and now Dad's got it in his inventory.
And you know he's going to use it.
Yeah, a glass of Orbitz with sentient balls.
Dad, listen.
Yes?
Oh, sorry.
Other dad.
What?
Listen.
Yes, son.
We're on a mission. At the very least, I hope you can respect that.
Of course. Are you being paid?
We never really get paid for the stuff we do. It's mostly we do it for the vine, and we do it for what is right and what is good. And right now, the RCF... has unlawfully captured Carver of the Greenback Guardians.
Okay.
And we're going to go put a stop to that. I need to know now if that's going to put us at odds.
Roll? Let's see. I'm going to give you the option of what you would like to roll with here. Are you rolling to gauge against your relationship with your father or roll against what you know about your father?
I think it's a long shot. I think the obvious play would be to appeal to his, you know, his business acumen, his practicality. But I don't think that's the way that I want this to go. I am going to ask him as his son if this is going to be a confrontation or not. I want to put the ball in his court. This is not an aggressive move. This may in fact be a baby doll eyes Mondo move. I think that is the thing I want to attack here.
Yeah, use your baby doll eyes. Give me a 5d8 roll to gauge where things stand with your father.
666, baby.
Oh, man.
Holy crap.
Sign of the beast.
With that, your father sizes you up and says, so you're saying you'd scuttle a deal in order to reach your own ends?
I mean, I guess so. That's a really wild way of thinking about it, but yeah.
I do respect that. You know, I may not respect you as my son. In fact, I'm going to go so far as to say I don't. But perhaps as a competitor, as a business rival. Bold, son. Bold.
Thanks. So can we go? Are you going to raise an alarm or are you going to...
I don't see how that would benefit me at all. Can you imagine if they found out that I was here and my son was trying to cause trouble? I'll tell you what, son. With all the love I have in me for you, I will allow you to go forth and fail on your own so that I can continue on with my deal unimpeded.
Great. Thanks, Dad.
Will you be over Sunday for dinner, or...
Will I be... have I been over for any recent Sunday dinners?
No, but you were here, and I thought it would save me a text. I don't want to... You know, I'm paying text by text, because I haven't upgraded my plan in several years. And so I just wanted to check as long as you were here.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I was removed from the family plan, Dad.
Well, it was just cheaper that way.
Let's go.
Head for the grate on the other side of the room.
I have to ask, our relationship is better than that, right, Griffin?
Oh,
I mean, our real life.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
All right.
I mean,
sure.
You never had the kind of like financial stability to offer me any kind of family plan. I've been pretty self-sufficient in that regard.
His family plan, yeah.
Now, if you were wealthy, would you have turned out that way? Only God knows.
Hey, do you guys mind if I have a word with my pops while you guys make your way up? Sorry, did you guys want to fight my dad? I should have asked.
Okay, cool. I was kind of... Okay.
Fine. Okay.
I just thought the symmetry of me fighting your dad would have been...
A little too
cool.
Much. Yeah, sure.
Hey, listen. Not for nothing.
Uh-huh.
All the business deals in the world aren't going to matter if the royal seals fall apart. I am not saying this from any place of authority. You're my dad, and I get that. I haven't forgotten that, whether you believe it or not. But if you keep leading that team, our family, in the way that you have been, I am not going to be the last one of the royal seals to leave. And I guess I do have you to thank for that realization. So, thanks, Dad. And I'm going to head to the grate.
Give me one more baby doll eyes roll. Give me one more of those.
Okay. Two success, 6-8.
Yeah, with two successes... Your words have an impact on him. Whether that is a familial impact or just the realization of like his position being threatened by his choices, that's unclear. But
hey, man,
like,
it all comes out the same way.
Yeah, that kind of like stark and kind of harsh feedback definitely impacts him in some way as you head to the grate and head
I
on.
I start glowing as I regroup the others. Guys, it's happening! I gained closure with my dad and realized I don't need his respect anymore. I'm leveling up! And I'll get stronger.
Okay.
On my character sheet for confronting my dad.
And, it won't reflect in your character sheet.
Whoa, it says here all my time to shine dice are back and my abs. It increased my abs and my animal dice.
You got one extra ab.
Whoa, increase your abs? Hey, Dad. I'm sorry for everything. How do you feel?
I am me too. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's enough. Be quiet.
I love you, son.
Be quiet.
I love you.
It's not working. My abs are just like always.
Guys, my one ab appeared in the middle, and now it's like aesthetically really busted down there.
It's in my forehead.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.